So let's start with Kirk Ferentz, okay? There is a way to answer that question where you're attempting not to alienate your own fan base, okay? So remember, that has to be one of the parameters here of what he's trying to do. So if you're sitting there and you're the head coach of X program, do you want to go out there and say, oh, they're awful, they're terrible, whatever, when you're, of course, trying to sell tickets? All right? So you have to at least couch what you say. That part I get. That part I get. The part I don't get is the smell of rat part. Okay? That part I don't get at all. He's a coach. He knows. I mean, Riley Moss is out for 2 weeks, his corner. And, of course, he's talking about, yeah, he hurt himself on the interception. That's not where he hurt himself. Okay? You know where he hurt himself? Celebrating.
Exactly.
That's where he got hurt. All right? So let's be honest about it. That's not where he got hurt. He got hurt celebrating. He didn't get hurt on the actual play itself. And he was down on the field. All right? If he's in Beaver Stadium, nobody is booing him. It's just the way it is. You don't do it. You don't do it. But there's a way to say it of, you know, we have great fans, the whole thing. I was a bit surprised by it, whatever it may be. Okay? But then just leave it at that. Okay? And just go from there. What he said was wrong. And he says, you know, and I've been doing this for 23 years. Well, in 23 years, no offense, you ought to know how to answer that question. Where there's a slice of class while at the same time not alienating your own fans. He answered it wrong. He flat out answered it wrong. He approached it wrong. And this is a guy that usually doesn't approach it wrong. But this time he did.